Well, Josh, so much going on for you, but let's start with the big news, a brand new stand-up special. Tell us all about Positive Reinforcement.
Thank you so much for asking. I'm really excited for the special to finally be out in the world. It is an hour of stand-up that I recorded last summer at the Bell House in Brooklyn. It's coming out as a special on YouTube June 27th at 8 p.m., and I'll be live in the chat for the premiere. And then it is an album with a little bit of bonus material that's coming out on July 11th, wherever you stream audio.
And what's the general theme of the special?
You know, it is really about, to me, the feeling of becoming one of the younger old guys and adjusting to what that means for my life, of adjusting to the world and the way I move through it, going like, things are different than when I was growing up. And that is mostly okay, even though some of the new stuff is garbage.
Do you feel like you're, well, and we all are, from another century?
I do. I mean, that is really in there. It is really the way young people describe even the 1990s as the late 1900s is like totally within their rights because that is their perspective on it. But it is also terrifying for me to hear that and be like, oh, I grew up in a different century.
And I have to know where exactly, without any spoilers here, where do you come down on novelty baked goods?
You know, I like them for the thrill of it, but they don't all need to exist. I think sometimes we're just trying to break through the noise. It seems like anyone who's doing work that needs promotion is, but you know, this is maybe a spoiler, maybe a public service announcement. You don't need to try an everything cruffin if you see one out there, but you know, not bad.
What are the challenges that come with recording a stand-up special?
So I have done a few albums in the past and only one other special that's video, and with the audio and this new special Positive Reinforcement I worked on with the record label that I've worked with for years, Blonde Medicine, who's amazing. And with just audio, the edit is so much easier in ways you hadn't considered, right? If you want to cut something out, you don't have to consider that your hand is in one place here and then in another place on the other side of the cut. You just get to, you know, clip out the audio you don't like and smooth it over in the mix. And with the video, it's like there's so that you have to consider what you look like, what the set looks like, where you want the camera to look to be, or the cameras to be. And I am so lucky to have gotten to work on this with my good friend Chris Werner, who directed the special and is I know him because he used to be a producer and director for Last Week Tonight when I worked there. And now he works at SNL. And so we were very lucky to get him when he had some time off. And he brought together a really great team. Mark Newell, the production designer, Russ, the director of photography, the crew was really great. It was just such a great team. And so we got to make it look exactly the way we wanted to, like, look and sound exactly the way we wanted within our budget. And it was like a really thrilling experience to like take on this challenge.
We're talking with Josh Gondelman. I have to ask you about this. You have identified in GQ a phenomenon that I didn't realize existed, but once I read your piece, I said, wow, it's absolutely true. Why do dads watch TV standing up? And you've identified a lot of crucial reasons for this.
Yeah, it is. So this was really great. My editor, who I work with often at GQ, Gabriella Paella, who's like brilliant and wonderful, was like, hey, do you have anything to say about this? We've noticed these memes, and like Peacock did an ad based on the fact that dads watch TV standing up. And it was so fun to dig into. Like, I talked to a lot of friends who are dads and people who have dads, and it's like a bunch of different reasons that all kind of add up to dad standing, which is some of it is this like the physical anxiety feeling building up while watching something like sports causing you to stand or pace, or the superstition of it. That's one thing that's I think pretty commonly observed and accepted. But then you get into like people, unfortunately, who have chronic pain, or dads who, this is like a big dad's thing, is dads who are can't admit that they're engrossed by something that someone else is watching. And so they watch standing as if that's their alibi for being able to make like a hasty exit if they have to.
Yeah, the non-committal dads there. I like the explanation. Yeah, that we've got a lot of things to do, us dad. And I felt seen, but maybe you heard me a little bit, Josh, when you referenced something OCD me has done, which is to alphabetize my vinyl collection.
Oh yeah, for sure. Well, there are so many dad tasks that could come into play at a moment's notice. And so there are, I think task dads are an important subset. Like, I mean, I have like very fond memories of feeling very cared for by, you know, being a kid and watching TV and then having someone, you know, a family member who's like working in the kitchen, but also watching TV kind of through the kitchen into the family room and being like, oh, this is so cozy and domestic. And like, I feel very lucky to get to just sit here and watch while like, you know, whoever is washing dishes in the background or preparing dinner. And like, I think that kind of leads to the thing of like, it's not just dads, right? Like a lot of people do it for a lot of different reasons. Some little kids will stand to watch TV because they're so enraptured. Plenty of moms stand, or people without kids. But it's so funny that it's such an observable dad behavior.
You've got another new project coming up, and I'm excited about this. Tell us about Pillow Talk.
Oh, this is really fun. This has been such a blast to be a part of, and I've really enjoyed it. So I'm working with a really great team at Hatch, which is a like white noise machine, essentially. I haven't received a better definition of it than that, but it is like a people with little kids know about it because it's historically so great for like helping kids get to sleep and wake up with audio programming. And the idea of the show Pillow Talk is that it's on Hatch's subscription service, Hatch Plus, and it's like a fun late night talk show that is funny and engaging, but also relaxing. And it's something that you can put on and know that it will fade out in 20 to 30 minutes and into your regular audio sleep routine of white noise or, you know, forest sounds and soothing lights, so that you don't need your device with you to have like a little something to focus on to help you sleep. You know, I'm like a bedtime scroller. And so something like this is huge for me, where it's like, okay, I can put on this podcast and go to sleep. Cause we have the Hatch, and it's really cool and like a pretty neat piece of tech. But I will listen sometimes to a podcast like in one ear, in an earbud, and then kind of fall half asleep with that and then throw the earbud out of my head. And, you know, so I don't bother my wife Maris, but I can still have the audio until I'm like ready to go to sleep. So it's neat to have this like piece of tech and programming that is specific for like, hey, this is just like the last little thing to enjoy before you go to sleep, and it won't be upsetting ever, and it won't be too jarring sonically, and it stops you from like just scrolling through the news or TikTok forever until you pass out.
I love that. What a great idea. And I think I would sleep much better than what happens after I doom scroll as I'm drifting off.
Yeah, certainly.
Hey, this is exciting too. You'll be coming back to the state of Maine in August with our friends from Guster and their big weekend festivals. You'll be part of Hits and Bits on the Ocean.
I'm really psyched. Yeah, they asked me to come up, and I'm just so excited. I love visiting Maine. I love Guster. Like it's a real thrill to get to work with them on this show. And I'll actually be in town on the 26th for a Wait, Don't Tell Me recording in Portland. That's going to be on the radio on the 28th. So I'm like excited to spend a little time up in Portland this summer.
That's fantastic. And other live performances coming up later in the summer that people can circle on their calendar.
Yeah, I'm doing the Borscht Belt Comedy Festival. I'm headlining, and I get to present an award to Robert Klein, which is really exciting. And then I'm doing a show after that in Ellenville, New York on July 26th. And where else? I'm going to keep adding stuff, but I'm around New York City as well, like all summer, doing my regular show, Frankenstein's Baby. And yeah, I'm going to be kind of all over the place in people's faces if they're comedy podcast listeners, just because I'm going all over to talk about this special and this album. And I really appreciate you having me on, because this is kind of like the beginning of an onslaught where hopefully people don't get too sick of me.
Not possible. Not possible at all. Hey, before we let you go, Josh, I've got to ask you about this. You and Maris have gone through a transition, and we went through the same in our family. We lost our girl Ginger, our beloved rescue dog, last fall, and have brought a new rescue girl into the fold. Young Annie, who's right behind me now, sleeping comfortably here. You lost the beloved Busy, but you too have brought a new member into the household. How has that gone?
Yeah, it's been really great. We have our new pug, Maggie. We were so sad to say goodbye to Busy last fall, and we kind of waited through the holidays and had some holiday travel. And now we have Maggie in our household. And it took a little while for her to get adjusted, but it was like pretty smooth and linear, her getting accustomed to us and to our neighborhood and our apartment. And she's just such a joy. She brings so much joy into our lives between like the stress of the news and work stuff. And like Maris is getting ready to launch her new book on July 1st. And so like just having this like little silly clown in our apartment all the time has been a real pleasure and a great, it's so nice to have as I'm sure you know, like a new dog companion after the sadness of loss.
Absolutely. Well, that's wonderful. Josh, it's great talking with you as always. So glad you got so much going on this summer. We look forward to all of it. Again, watch for the new special, Positive Reinforcement, coming out on the 27th. Check out Wait, Don't Tell Me, Pillow Talk. Check out the article in GQ as well, and Hits and Bits on the Ocean, August 8th with Guster right here in Maine. Josh, thanks so much as always.
Thanks for having me. Always such a pleasure to chat with you.